Welcome to Scientific Healing with Dr. Anastasia Chopoulos. Scientific Healing, a fusion of modern science and ancient healing arts, empowers you to take charge of your life to get healthy no matter what your doctor says. Discover how you can manage your own energy to improve your health, vitality, and prosperity from Anastasia and her guests. Are you ready to live your best and most energized life ever? Here's your host, Dr. Anastasia Chopoulos.
Hello, everyone. You're listening to Scientific Healing, and I'm your host, Dr. Anastasia Chopoulos. I know the power of vibrational healing by combining physics with ancient healing arts with my own system that has helped hundreds and hundreds of people. Get help from me with your free powerful healing audio at scientifichealer.com. I've brought you special guests today to further enhance your health and life. I'd like to welcome Jeff Stegman and Clayton Stedman to talk about something a little different. They will be talking about healing your environment, not your body, even though your body will follow suit. Your environment contains the energies of those that live in it, those that have lived in it before, and those that visit it, what past and present, whether they are on the physical plane or otherwise. You may have heard of techniques to clear your environment, but there's a new way to do it that's effortless and effective. Let's talk to Jeff and Clayton now to hear all about it and how they came to discover how well it works. Welcome to the show, Jeff and Clayton.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
Yes, I'm
Glad
really.
You're on
Asia. Yes. I'm really excited to hear all about this technique that we're going to talk about. But before we get into it, a lot of people are interested. What were your backgrounds? What did you do before? And how did you come to form this union, even with the really similar last names, form this union to start producing what you call focused life force energy, or FLFE? Why don't you start, Jeff?
Yes, thank you. Clayton and I had worked together for many years on raising consciousness personally. So that's always been one of my focuses, I think, really since I was very young. I started TM when I was, early in high school. It just always been focused on how to raise my consciousness and various ways to do it, whether it's hemisync or various meditation techniques. And but meanwhile, I've been working in the world, in doing engineering and manufacturing of different kinds of products in the United States. And so I have a very sort of down-to-earth technical background. But I met Clayton. I was working with a coach, as I always do, because I just feel like I could always use some help along the way. And running a company and business as a spiritual practice is really one of my passions. So I had met Clayton, that's his specialty, and we worked together with using his ability to measure consciousness using kinesiology, and we worked in the various areas of my consciousness and looked at where the low spots were and how to raise it up. So between raising my consciousness and running a business, it's kept me very busy. Clayton?
Yes. I've been Clayton Stedman. I've been in the education and training field now for over 30 years. And to hear myself say that's a bit shocking.
Makes you feel old, right?
Yeah, it's like we were joking at this dinner party the other night, talking about, how do you know when you're getting older, and there's all these different scenarios, and for me it's when I see someone driving an 18-wheel truck down the road, and I think they should be in diapers, like up with these young men, they're 16, 17, 18 years old, and they're driving these big rigs, and it's like, wow, I didn't know that should be even legal, but anyway, I got into the education training field not long after high school. I felt an affinity for it, and I've moved around in that field for the first few years. I worked for mostly private schools. I also had a spiritual interest like Jeff did, and not long out of getting out of high school, I traveled around Canada in a truck and camper, and eventually realized that what I was looking for was an understanding of life, not just seeing new places. And so I took a year off and did a comparative study of the major religions and philosophies of the world, and that was really a turning point in my life. And I got involved in an Eastern-based philosophy for 11 years, and during those 11 years I worked for private schools, mostly private business schools. I always thought that the big change in the world needs to happen where the power is. And the power in this day and age, for better or for worse, is in business, I believe. I think in the past it used to be in the arts and even in religion. I did science at one point in time, but it seems that business has the power. So I wanted to help businesses. And after 11 years and working for private schools, there was a disruption in the philosophical organization I was in, and so I decided to do a career change and got to this thing called coaching, which was back in the mid-90s. And I worked for an entrepreneurial training organization that helped people start businesses, and we started 750 businesses. I was there for part of that, and I really developed an interest in business as a spiritual practice, as Jeff had mentioned. I kind of looked at my spiritual training and education, and I said, what can I do to make the greatest contribution with the least effort, which is an interesting way to look at life, and decided that I would look at business as a spiritual practice, where you choose part of your practice and make it your spiritual path, and then you have business as your spiritual path, which is when your business becomes your monastery, if you will. And then business as spiritual service, where you have enough money and you just work because it's the greatest contribution you can make and it's the most fun you've ever had, and you just give all the money away.
Well, you know, a lot of the top businesses these days, the people that run them or the people that found them, they're all very much into spiritual practice, where they have a morning ritual of meditation, certain exercise, clearing, and, you know, cleansing, you know, cleaning up their energy every morning. And that's how they start their day. I have run across a great number of very successful people, CEOs, top marketers, that's what they do. So this combination is actually the fresh new thing that people are more moving towards. So I think that you're absolutely right.
Yeah, it's almost like one of the best kept secrets in business is if your spiritual life is in order, your business will more likely be abundant. And
well, it's actually all about the energy. So from the physicist's point of view, if the energy is flowing properly through your body, through your home, through your life, in your relationships, then the money just flows naturally.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. So when I first read your website, I have to admit, I was a bit baffled. Like, what did focus life force energy mean? And it wasn't until you have this 2-week free trial that I turned it on that I started to understand. And then we had a longer conversation a couple of weeks ago. And of course, the light bulb went on. So let's clarify it for the listeners right now. Tell us a little bit about this technology. What does focused life force energy mean? And I'll interpret it the way I see it. And so maybe between the three of us, we can really clarify it for the listeners.
Sure, this is Jeff. Yeah, I can take a start at it. Yeah, focused life force energy, it's a technology that we found. There's a group of inventors that were looking to focus available subtle energies for the purpose of generating electricity. And they weren't able to do that, but they were using experimental setup similar to Nikola Tesla, high-speed alternating currents and so forth, creating a field that would harvest and focus, concentrated focus, these life force energies, these available energies. And so we realized that, or Clayton found it first, but we realized that we could then put into this focused area programs or instructions that would act upon a location. We realized it was a breakthrough that we could put a legal address into these programs, and as they went into this highly charged, focused area, that these instructions would be acted upon instantly in the legal address. And legal address has a consciousness of its own. It's, you know, it's present in the courthouse, it's present in the postal service, you know, it's part of, you know, what's there, what is in the world. And so what we realized that we could do was raise consciousness in a property, a legal address. We can use coordinates as well, very quickly. And so we worked, you know, over time to develop the technology and work through lots of, you know, additional programs that are part of this process. But we're clearing, first thing we're doing is clearing the property. Every place on Earth has a memory. And whatever has happened with the people, well, the powerful human people that have been there, those energies stay in that place. There's crystals, there's crystal and concrete block and drywall in a house, and of course the land itself holds energy. So if you've ever been to a battleground, like a Civil War battleground where lots of people passed away, you can feel the energy there. So, you know, we're looking to just clear that out, just clear out all the negative history, to just give people a fresh start and to be free of those influences.
Exactly. So every thought, emotion, intention, action that you take, depending on what your emotional state is at that point, will radiate out. And this is actually proven in experiments, especially the HeartMath Institute. They've shown that waves of the heart radiate out, which radiate out emotions up to several feet, some up to 20 feet away. And that what's interesting is that the frequency goes up as the you know, emotional frequency goes up. That would include things like, you know, somebody that's happy has a much higher frequency than somebody who's angry. So this is really what our walls and our floors and our stones and our furniture is being imbued with. It's just like wearing the jewelry of somebody that has passed. Like I picked up my mom's jewelry, I could feel her energy in it. So this is exactly the thing. And when people are upset, like if there's a death in the house, like if it was a happy death, then there's not a bad energy in the room. But if there is a death where it was a lot of fear, a lot of anger and all of that, that kind of death, because death is just a moving into a different space, right? You're just moving from physical space to that other side space, whatever you want to call it, the quantum world. So that's not a real problem, but having the technology to be able to focus this subtle energy is really awesome. And I know that I felt it when it got turned on. You know, I could feel the tingle in my body when it got turned on. So this is all we have time for right now until the break. So I want to remind all of our listeners that you're listening to Scientific Healing with Dr. Anastasia Choplis, and today my guests are Jeff Stegman and Clayton Stedman talking about focused life force energy. Stay tuned as we dive deeper into their process after the break. Did you know that if the thought of a past relationship brings up negative emotions, you are still in a relationship with that person, often with unwanted consequences? This means you still have ties with that person, and those ties may be sapping your strength. Why not jettison your old relationship baggage so that you can move forward with ease and clarity? Hello, this is Dr. Anastasia Choplis, the Scientific Healer. 7 years of research at prestigious institutions like Harvard, Yale, and Johns Hopkins have discovered that relationships are the number one influence on physical, emotional, and financial health. In clearing those old ties, including what some people call karma, you get to wipe the slate clean and start over again, whether you plan to stay in that relationship with a person or not. Many miracles have come out of such clearings. One client said that her Christmas with her family was the best she had since she was a child, while another said she'd received several thousand dollars in a divorce settlement that had been stuck in limbo for years, while others stop being angry at their former partners and are able to find new loves quickly and easily. Recently, one client who had been stuck in her business as her client stream dried up signed up 6 new clients in the 4 hours following her clearing. I have good news. I have a gift for you. By going to scientifichealer.com/clear, you can discover how you can clear past relationships while I do a relationship clearing for you, all for free. Everyone who chooses to receive it will receive this powerful healing while listening. Again, go to scientifichealer.com/clear to get the details. Hello, everyone. Welcome back. You're listening to Scientific Healing with Dr. Anastasia Choplis, and you can discover more about scientific healing and the deceptively simple processes for helping you to get to your next level of health and success in your career and relationships. Go to scientifichealer.com. Before the break, we were talking with Jeff and Clayton about their amazing Focus Life Energy System. Welcome back, Jeff and Clayton. Yes, yep, I'm sure our listeners are really curious whether your process could work for them. Could you describe how your Unfocused Life Force Energy System, or FLFE, worked for your clients?
Anastasia, you had mentioned just before the call where people are coming into your house and wondering what you've changed in the home. And that's a really common it's a really common thing we hear. People ask, well, what have you done with the place? Have you painted it? You know, have you redecorated? And there's just more light in the home, in a sense. There's more energy, and people can connect to that positive energy, and they associate it with an assumption that there must have been a redecoration or some kind of change.
Yeah, they'll come in and say, wow, your place is so awesome. Oh, it feels like such a cozy cottage. I mean, it's a tract home, right?
the only sort of bad feedback we've had from people is that they find that when they put Focus Life Force Energy on their home, that their grocery bill goes up because their neighbors come over and they don't want to leave. All their friends coming over for dinner parties, and you know they don't want to go. So, there's lots of things that happen. We specialize in creating a high consciousness field, and I really like the metaphor you used of healing your environment, and then the body will follow. You know, we don't make any health claims per se, but we do create a high consciousness field in the home. There's 3 programs that are running 1,000 million times a second. The first one is the cleansing program, which Jeff talked about. And then we have an energizing program. So once it's cleansed of any negative history, we leave the positive history. Mm-hmm. Then we energize it, and then we enhance it with programs like improved sleep, improved communication, better study if people are studying for exams or just trying to learn something new. So we kind of layer it. We layer it up in a sequential order, and it's just a lot easier than smudging your place every day. Or Anastasia talked about some techniques earlier about how to raise the consciousness of your home, and you know, this just runs 24/7, 365, and it's kind of does all the work for you.
Yeah. So some of the other methods that people use are putting bowls of salt water in the corners of the room. And, people ask me to clear their homes. I cleared my home regularly, so it already had a good energy, but this, it made it even better. And other things aside from smudging is running, like you can just say the word Om, you know, sing the word Om, chant it, and it will clear your house because it's the sound of the universe. But this sounds like, you know, it's just an added bonus to it. And for people who don't know any of that, this is really simple to do.
And we get lots of comments from customers, and the way we do it with the free trial is we want people to try it. You know, this is a nonlinear system. We approach it in a, you know, in a scientific way with the kinesiology testing that we do of consciousness, but people just have to feel it themselves and you know, see what's different. And it was really interesting. We've had a customer who had a closet that was just very low. I mean, it just didn't like to go in it. You know, it just, who knows what happened in that closet or even on the land beneath it. But, you know, once FLFE was on, the closet just felt like the rest of the house. It just felt normal and felt good to be in. And we had another one recently where a basement really was kind of scary, and the children would never go in the basement even though the laundry was down there. And after FLFE went on, the kids were running around the basement, and there was no feeling of, you know, fear or worry. And we even had a house that was interesting. It would go up to the FLFE consciousness level that we expect, but then it would go back down periodically, and people would just feel yucky during that time. And we found out there was a, you know, there was a traveling entity from the other side that was just kind of passing through that house, and it was stuck, and it was at a lower level of consciousness, and we were able to clear that with FLFE. So that's some of the things that people talk about. I also have set of mothers that I met with recently, two mothers with young kids, and they both were raving about their relationship with their kids. One of them was just starting in the teenage years, and the communication just opened up in a way that it hadn't. It was really beautiful to hear that. It just brought tears to my eyes to hear that, you know, effect on families and relationships with children and their parents.
Yeah, and people do keep things cleaner around here. So it, yeah, because, you know, understanding the energy of a room or a house, I mean, every drawer and every cabinet can either stagnate your energy or help it flow. So if you have stuff in your closets or your cabinets, like dirt stuck in the corners, like in drawers, like your junk drawer, or if you have things that are disorganized in there, it lowers the energy. And so people start straightening up to match the energy of the house, and they don't know why they're doing it.
Yeah, we've had some mothers say that, you know, they experienced a miracle that their teenage son was actually cleaning his room, and they said they wouldn't have believed it if they didn't experience it. we had a company being run out of a house, and there was one guy who was kind of the dirty, cluttery person, and they said they would have paid for the subscription just to be able to watch him clean. And sure enough, he was cleaning within a couple of days, he started cleaning the house. He was actually cleaning up after other people, so they were, like, shocked, you know. And I'm not saying that happens all the time, but people take care of the environment more. It's just how it is.
Well, that's, you know, because they're...
myself, even in my home.
Yeah, I noticed it for me too. It's become more effortless, and because I understand how energy flows, I know exactly that I'm just matching everything in the house to the energy of the house, because the energy of the house is going up. So, you know, I've done things like refurbish some of my furniture to make it look better, and, you know, clean out the drawers and discard clutter. I've decluttered my office, so now there's floor space in it. So, you know, the history of that is I lived here by myself, and then two people moved in, and then my daughter had a baby. So now we have four people living here instead of one. So I just figure if we're going to live in a small house, we may as well have the stuff for a small house and not the stuff for, you know, two big houses. But that's how it works.
Yeah, it's very common for people in a high consciousness field to want to beautify the environment. It seems to just naturally happen. Absolutely.
Yeah, and the energy of what they do matches the energy of the environment. It's just, you know, some people even started feng shuiing kind of naturally, you know, putting the right things in the right places. So
it's interesting too. We have a floor 555 on the Hawkins map of consciousness that things go to right away with FLFE. And it just seems to create like almost like a trampoline of higher energy where, you know, I'll stub my toe or something will happen, but I just seem to bounce back up faster. You know, it just seems to hold you in that 550 and above is the unconditional love zone, and just there's just more love.
Well, that's the healing zone for us healers. In order for a healer to actually be able to command healing energy, they have to be operating in love and above. It's the way it is. If you're operating in the lower energies where there's jealousy, anger, upset, shame, guilt, if you're down in that range, there is no possible way that you can heal because you can't command the energy to do it. And you're basically, is your field is completely clouded with that stuff. And you can't see through it. You lose your clairvoyance, your clairaudience, your clairsentience. And so you need to really be in that high range. I noticed that my clairvoyance skills have gotten better. So and everybody has the skills. As soon as they clear off all that extra garbage, everybody has the skills. So why not have your house be like that too? Exactly. Well, we've really run out of time, and it's been a totally fascinating conversation. And I would love to have you back, and we can talk about other topics. But this was really delightful and thought-provoking. Thank you for being on the show.
Thank you, Anastasia.
Yes, and I'm going
to... Thank you. We love to be here.
Yeah, and I'm going to create a page and describe this a lot better on my radio website. So thank you, everyone, for listening to Scientific Healing and for our wonderful guests, Jeff Stedman and Clayton Stegman. You can connect with them by visiting diamondhealingradio.com/FLFE, where there'll be an explanation and the audio of this show. And let's you and I connect. Go to scientifichealer.com and sign up for your free and brief powerful healing audio that one of my clients listens to morning and night for getting energized in the beginning of the day and getting a good night's sleep at night. This is Dr. Anastasia Chopoulos. Until next time.
Are you wondering what could be holding you or your business back? Have you bought all sorts of coaching or programs but still find success elusive? Are you smart, creative, intuitive, and have the tendency to overdeliver and undercharge for your services? Siobhan Moran's Epic Life Summit might be just the answer for you. Held in Costa Mesa, California next week, December 8th through 11th, you'll take home valuable lessons and tools to catapult you and your business to new levels of success. Go to diamondhealingradio.com/Siobhan. That's Sheevaun for more information and a link to event tickets. If the date has passed, click the link anyway and see when the next one is coming.
Thank you for listening to Scientific Healing with Dr. Anastasia Chopoulos. Join us again next week for more expert guidance and practical tools to energize your life. Now take a deep breath and release it slowly before you go about your day.